Hello, fans of Lou Dickman. Yakko Warner here. I just happened to be trying to beat a rap. No, what am I saying? And I ran into Lou Dickman. And the only thing I listen to in the water tower between parties is the Lou Dickman podcast. Get out, everybody!
Lou, we have a historic occasion today.
Of course we do. Of course we do.
That's right. Dale Spook Grossman is in the house at the Lou Dickman podcast. What do you have to say about that?
Hey, this is a really great place to be today.
Now, what was your impression before you came here and then when you actually walked in?
Actually, it's a really nice bar. Really beautiful bar to hear.
All right. This is historic, man. This is where we beat the Packers in December by an amazing margin.
Yeah, it was. But remember the first game? We beat you guys.
I don't remember that.
20-0 down at the
end. One of our four losses. The whole season!
The whole season. But then there was a doink at the end.
Oh, you had to bring it up, didn't you? So what is the secret to your video success?
I don't have any secrets. If I did, I wouldn't tell anybody right now.
Well, as I consider you a pure filmmaker.
Oh, pure?
Yeah.
I don't know. If
authentic, honest, truthful.
That can be truthful, yes.
Well, it's great to have you here.
Yeah, thank you.
Historic occasion. And here we are with Empire Ryan, a national treasure.
National treasure. I just want to thank my sponsors, Miller Lite and Malort, for having me here today. And we really shook well. It's been a good day, so that's all.
If there would be a spokesperson for Malort, I would hope it would be you.
We're all out here trying to make our best Malort face possible, man, just living our best life. So yeah, it's a good time all together.
So in your role as Empire Ryan, who is the highest level celebrity you've met?
Highest level as a person, as Ryan? I've worked with Chris Pratt, I worked with Chris Hemsworth, I worked with all those guys. Michael Keaton, Nicolas Cage. I was first movie I ever did. I was an extra in Nicolas Cage flick. Got to meet him.
Dropping names.
So if they're listening today,
I need a job.
I need some money. So we're good. I got kids to feed and bills to pay.
All right, the cowboy. The cowboy is in the house.
Where?
Where? You've been on the podcast before.
Oh, without a doubt. So what are we talking about today? The Cubs loss?
Well, we could.
Or the Star Wars convention impact.
That's right. There's a lot to talk about.
Well, I am kind of dressed up like a stormtrooper.
Yes, he is, ladies and gentlemen, since you can't see it. Good to see you. So what do you... Of course, Chris, let's talk about your season as the stats master. What was the highlight?
Oh, my highlight is giving it back to you, Kamish.
I never saw anybody who hated a job after the first week than you did, and you volunteered for it.
Oh, of course. I mean, come on, you're the puppet master.
But once we got in the gear, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. All I just have to say, Robert Alford has a really good video up on Facebook.
All right,
where he does some high heels doing through his pool. All I gotta say is like, go Dirty Birds, go Dirty Birds, go.
Don't hit anybody there. So Tammy, I have to ask you too. Your impression before you came in and your impression as you came in.
I have to say it's about the same. Only it's true to life.
It is true to life. It is absolutely the life of life. That's what Lou Dickman Weekly is about. So it's great to see you guys. Seriously, I'm glad you guys stopped by.
We are too.
All right. So Lou, your question of the week.
I'm all there.
Lou, how do you define Passover at the Dickman residence?
In private.
Doesn't get any better than that. Give us your catchphrase out, Lou.
Go Pack!
Have an outstanding week. God damn you, Lou!
The
This is the Commish, inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's ID Service. When you don't know who's in your fantasy league, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou ID.